About 2.5 million people have been newly infected with the HIV/AIDS virus this year. It is now estimated that more than 33 million people globally live with HIV. An overwhelming 95% of all HIV/AIDS cases occur in the developing world. The theme of this year's International World AIDS Day on Saturday, December 1st, is leadership and calls upon various sectors of society, not just governments, to address the AIDS challenge. Locally, as part of World AIDS Day, actor and activist Michael Kearns will be premiering a one-time performance reading of Going In, Once Upon a Time in South Africa. Kearns's newest work is a spoken memoir reflecting on the month he spent with his daughter working in an orphanage in Johannesburg. Going In explores issues of HIV/AIDS, gender, and poverty. And Michael Kearns joins me live in studio this morning. Welcome to Uprising, Michael.
Thank you, Sonali.
Thanks very much for joining us. So this performance is going to be at Highways Performance Space, and we'll give out that information. But tell us a little bit more about that. When were you in Johannesburg, and what did you learn there, particularly about HIV and AIDS?
We were there in August, primarily. And
of this year?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what I learned, more than anything, I think, is the emotional fortitude of these people, a population that is, you would think, completely hopeless. They seem to redeem themselves on a daily basis. And I think that the country's force of trying to make sense of their lives and forging ahead in the midst of what is unsurmountable odds is so just redemptive. And I think that that's the thing that people go to South Africa and they come back and they say they loved South Africa. And you think, what? They loved South Africa. I mean, it's so fraught with so many tragic circumstances and day-to-day challenges, yet there's something about it that's just infectious in its activism, I think is the word. Mm. It's an activist country. Mm. And that's what certainly I really took from the experience, not only about HIV/AIDS, but about issues around poverty and women's issues, particularly women's issues, and race, obviously. I mean, apartheid was 13 years ago, the end of apartheid, supposedly, yet apartheid is still very much a part of the fabric of the country. Obviously, 13 years is a teensy period of time.
Why did you go?
Well, I've dealt so thoroughly with HIV/AIDS, if one can deal with HIV/AIDS thoroughly in any city or country in America, and specifically in Los Angeles, that I just wanted to – really what I said was that I wanted to hold some of those babies. And – that, if I distilled it, I would say that that was it, you know, that I wanted to see and touch and feel and smell what it was like there without, you know, one can only get so much from a newspaper article or from a newsreel on TV. I wanted to really breathe it. And then I wanted to come back and report it, which I think is my job. That's the title of the piece, is Going In. Ryan Milan wrote a beautiful book about when he was a journalist there, a white journalist, going into the townships and going in to various places. And he said that all the journalists would say, we're going in today. Hmm. We're going in to Soweto, or we're going in. So that's the title. And that's what I felt that I did. I decided to go in as opposed to sort of looking at it from afar. Hmm. And it was just an extraordinary experience.
Can you share a piece of this performance on
our
airwaves?
The August winds have officially arrived, expressing their tempestuousness. It is freezing this morning, so cold that utter strangers, as we pass each other on the streets, strangers who would likely not have spoken to each other under other circumstances, mutter, almost as a greeting, cold. I respond, cold. On that we all agreed. The air is dense with clouds of smoke drifting out of homes with fireplaces, many without electricity, and it smells like a raging forest fire. This is my last day with teacher Josephine at Park Junior, as we work with the children on an art project that incorporates playing with letters of the alphabet. She and I seize every possible moment to strengthen our soon-to-be-truncated friendship. We have a limited time to infuse each other with what we know, what we believe, and what we feel. I was teaching at a Soweto high school in 1984 when my girls started dropping like flies. I wanted to bring it out into the open, but no one would ever listen. Many believed and still believe that AIDS is a white man's disease, she says. Condoms aren't for black men. When the 27-year-old son of her sister, my own flesh and blood, she says, was dying, all her siblings would admit is that he was ill. When Josephine saw him, she was aghast. A skeleton, she says, without emotion. He died 3 months later. In the obituary, the grieving aunt truthfully indicated that her nephew died of AIDS. I wanted people to know what can happen, she tells me. My sister became hysterical. You killed him, she said. He did not die of HIV. You killed him with your lies. When Josephine decided that she could no longer endure abuse from her husband, the mother of three children sought the counsel of her church pastor. He insisted that they remain married. The pastor will always side with the man, she says. In 1991, she left him and was promptly disowned by her family members, who provided no support, emotionally or financially, letting their own flesh and blood live in a shelter for a year. Survival of the fittest, she reminds me. Don't forget that this is a black woman speaking to a white man, sharing confidences that impugn her race. She was beginning to hold meetings for women in her church, nurturing them to come out about HIV/AIDS. The wife of the pastor got it from her husband, she remembers, a man of the cloth. Josephine barely takes a breath as the kid's rowdiness escalates. Another woman was barren. Her husband's mother informed her daughter-in-law that she must allow her son to have sex outside of the marriage. That corner, that corner, that corner, she says, pointing in three directions, indicating the intersection of a street corner. All children by this man. All with AIDS. The stories don't stop there. The debasing shame is so great that suicide is commonplace. One young girl, she says, put turpentine on her head and set herself on fire. Even today, she reports, if someone in a rural area let it be known that they are HIV positive, they would be stoned to death. How can I not confide in teacher Josephine that I am HIV positive? When I do, her response needs no extravagant words. She offers the gravitas of support with her unflinching gaze. No one has HIV in South Africa, she says sarcastically. Funeral after funeral. You bake a cake for the family, but you don't talk about it. Bake a cake, don't talk about it. Bake a cake, don't talk about it. Bake a cake, don't talk about it. I tell her about my experiences as the school bell threatens to end our intimacies. I want to share three words with you that I have held close during the past 25 years, I say. Taking a pencil from her desk, I ask her for a piece of paper. On it, I write, silence equals death. She reads the words, takes a deep breath that telegraphs both dismay and relief. I'm going, she announces, to write a book. Josephine is my sister, my activist sister.
Michael Kearns, artist, activist. Thank you so much. That was a piece of the performance he's going to be doing this Saturday called Going In Once Upon a Time in South Africa. It sounds like you were very profoundly affected.
I really was. You can see. I mean, I had this short relationship with this woman, and I think that we changed each other's lives in some way.
Now, let me just give information for our listeners. Again, it's happening this Saturday, December 1st at 8:30 p.m. The performance will be at Highways Performance Space, 1651 18th Street in Santa Monica. Again, that's this Saturday at 8:30 p.m. And for information and tickets, you can call 310-315-1459. That's 310-315-1459. You can also visit highwaysperformance.org. And for KPFK listener sponsors, we have two pairs of tickets to give to the show on Saturday. If you call us at 818-985-KPFK, the first two callers and a friend can go and check out Michael Kearns and hear the entire performance. Again, that's 818-985-KPFK. Now, Michael, there's also going to be photography at this performance?
Yes, ACT UP is doing an evening the night before mine on November 30th, which is protest photography from the days of ACT UP, celebrating their 20th anniversary, in fact. And then there will be also some performance. Ian McKinnon is doing a poem, and Tori Osborne will be there. They will be discussing how ACT UP has continually affected the landscape of HIV/AIDS in Los Angeles, particularly.
And so that's on Friday, and
that's Friday.
But the photography exhibit is for both days.
Yes, absolutely. And then also, my daughter's photography and Molly Lowry's photography will be part of my show. So that's another photo exhibit of the South Africa experiences that we had.
Oh,
my 13-year-old, who was then 12, took some incredible, extraordinary photos.
And she was the one who accompanied you on this trip.
Yes.
How did this?
And my friend Molly Lowry.
Does the character of your daughter figure into your performance?
Very much so. I mean, to watch her experience this through her eyes and to see her maturation process just blossom under the circumstances. She spent almost every day with the AIDS babies, taking care of them, changing their diapers, loving them, playing with them, feeding them. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And this is a kid who was adopted. So she's mothering in a way that she never had. I mean, she had mothering from me, mm-hmm. but she didn't have a mother. And it was fascinating to see that. And she's also black. So you can see that it's a rich tapestry we wove when we were there.
Now, Michael, just broadly speaking, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. Do you have hope? It's International World AIDS Day again, and the statistics just don't sound like they're getting better necessarily. I mean, maybe we're not hearing about the good news, but is there any good news?
Well, do I have hope? I have to have hope, and I think that that's one of the things that I was re-energized by South Africa, because those people have hope under circumstances which are dire. My circumstances and the circumstances of those of us living in America are not nearly as bad. They certainly are in some areas of America, and our circumstances are bad for other reasons. But I think that we still have a long road to travel in terms of conquering this disease, and I think that there is still a lot of judgment, and I think that there's a lot of homophobia and racism and sex phobia and all kinds of things that continue after 26 years to keep us from really opening ourselves to issues that swirl around HIV/AIDS. I mean, what's fascinating to me about HIV/AIDS, and always has been fascinating, is that it really does bring up every ism we know, racism, sexism, classism, and those issues are magnified. The negative aspects of those issues are magnified. I mean, we have to do this work for many reasons that encompass HIV/AIDS. It's just the work that we have to do, and you know, God knows we need a different president to do it.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on this new performance, and best of luck to
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much, Sonali.
Again, Michael Kearns, artist and activist. The piece that he's going to be performing this Saturday, December 1st at 8:30 p.m. at Highways Performance Space is called Going In, Once Upon a Time in South Africa. Highways Performance Space is at 1651 18th Street in Santa Monica. And for tickets, you can call 310-315-1459 or visit highwaysperformance.org. Congratulations to our two listeners, two of the listeners, many of you who called in, and congratulations to those two who won tickets. I hope you enjoy the show. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, I'd like to quote Greg Gonzalez from a speech at the 2006 Toronto AIDS Conference, who said, AIDS is essentially a crisis of governance, of what governments do and do not do for their people. We have demanded too little from our leaders, excused far too much. That's Greg Gonzalez. That's Sonali's subversive thought for the day.